Today's daf is Horios Yud Aleph. We left off yesterday Yud Amud Beis with Omer Ula. Amud Tamar Zonsa Vizimri Zina. So it compares and contrasts Tamar versus Zimri. Tamar Zonsa, Tamar had Znus with Yehuda, right? Brash Islam Ches, Yatzmen and Malachim and Nevi'im. But from the result of that came out kings and Nevi'im. Zimri Zina, Zimri had Znus, Naftal Kama Rivos Mi Yisrael, and many 10,000s of Jews died, 24,000 from Shevet died as a result of that terrible action. Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gedola, Aveira Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. So it's greater an Aveira for pure motives than a Mitzvah that's not. Shnemar Tevorach, Minoshim, Ya'el, Eishes Chever, Hakeni, Minoshim, Ba'ohel Tevorach. So Ya'el is greater than the women of the Ohel. My Ninhu Noshim Ohel. Who are those women? Sar Rivka Rachav Aleyah. The Imahos. Ya'el, who did a greater Aveira. So what was that? Because Ya'el, when she had Znus with Sisra, she didn't get any Hana from it. The Gemara is about to explain. But in the Imahos, even though they're also doing a mitzvah with the Tashmish, they got Hana. Ini, is that really true? 1 second. Ha'omer of Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam yasek adam b'torah v'mitzvos afilu shelo lishma. Really, you should do Torah and mitzvos. The Rambam does not quote the Torah mitzvah, he says Torah. But he says, the Gemara says Torah mitzvos shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. Because by doing it without pure reasons, motivation, you'll come to do it for pure reasons, right? Say ema kim mitzvah shlo lishma. So you have to understand that, you know, it means if you're doing it, it's like a mitzvah, it's not done for its own sake, but it's not greater than that. There's a Tosfos and Brachos and Yud Zayin, which seems to say perhaps even there's a third category, where there's a, obviously lishma is the highest level, shlo lishma is low in that, but there could be a level of lakanta, where a person's learning Torah, not even shlo lishma. As the one says, because the shloshma you'll eventually get to it, but lakanda means just you want to make problems, you want to make trouble, so you're learning in order to try to create issues. That's even lower than a shloshma. There's a nefesh achaim, is a beautiful idea in the third parak in the Shar, where he writes, excuse my voice, he writes that life is a ladder, right? And you can't start at the top of the ladder. You have to climb the ladder. You climb starting off with the shelo lishma. You can't skip a rung. It doesn't work that way. You cannot start off. So the Gemara is telling you the formula. The formula for in order to get to lishma is to do things. See, when you don't feel like it, even when you're tired, even just do it. Even if shelo lishma, even if so people are going to think you're a big masvid, you're a big bentor, you're a big tzaddik. Okay, so that's all the shelo lishma aspect of it. But eventually, higher and higher, and you'll come to the madrig of learning, the highest madrig, the spitz of oidis Torah lishma, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains. There's a vort also they say from the Baal HaTanya. I don't remember if it's in Lakutei or if it's in the Sefer HaTanya, but he has a diak where it says, Shemitoch Shalolishma. Within the Shalolishma, Mitoch, inside of that, Bol Lishma. The Lishma is there anyway. It's just, it's hidden. It has to be brought out and revealed. And the way a person does that is by refining themselves and working at it. But that's a beautiful diak that's Mitoch. It's Badafke in the Shalolishma itself that it comes out. Okay. Maybe one more thought before we go on. There's also the famous idea of what is Torah Lishma that the Egle Tal brings in his Hakdama. So he says the mistake in understanding is that if a person is getting enjoyment from learning, that's not called Lishma. He says, no, that's the highest level, that's the best. When you are getting enjoyment from your Torah learning, that's the highest level. I remember Rabbi Berzin told over Maisa with his father and the Rav. So that's how his father went to the Rav and said, he used to go to his weekly Gemara Shir in Manhattan, and he said to the Rav one night after Shir, he says, this is the greatest, I feel bad, like this is the greatest Hana, I'm so selfish for coming, you know, I get more Hana from this than I would listen to like the going to an opera or whatever it was. I forget the example he gave, but he said, I feel bad about that, I'm doing this because it's selfish. The Rav says, no, the opposite, this is the highest level, when learning Torah is your greatest Hana, that is Torah Lishma. Okay, continuing now, the Gemara was in the middle discussing about Ya'el. So Omer of Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilos Baal, Oso Rosha, Be'oso Shah. So the Gemara is going to be daik from, there's seven different expressions. The Gemara doesn't quote all of them, but in the pasuk itself, it uses seven. Shnemar, Bein Ragleha, Kara Nafal Shachav. Between her legs, he crouched and he fell. It says it again. Between her legs, he crouched and he fell. He died. So therefore, seven times. V'ho kamiz nahane me'avera. I bet she got hana from it. No, says the Gemara, Omer of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Afilu Tuvasim Shal Rishoyim Rohi Eitzot Tzadikim. No, even the good that's provided for them is bad for the tzaddikim. For this, the Yal didn't really get any hana whatsoever from Sisera. He has the zuhama and the tumah that he had, so there was no hana in that as well. But that's why, as we explained, that's how the Marsha explained. That's why she was on a higher madrega than the imahos in that aspect. Omer Yehuda Omer Rav LaOlam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvos Afila Shalolishma Shemitoch Shalolishma Bolishma Shebeschar Arboim Mishnayim Korbanos Shehikriv Balak Arashe. It's a schar for the 42 korbanos that Balak brought. Zoch Hashiyot Mimenu Rus. He was zoiche that Rus would be one of his descendants. The Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Rus Bas Beno Shal Eglon Ben Beno Shal Balak Melech Moav. Right, that Rus was a descendant. Tosus and Nazar and Chav Gimel says no, really wasn't a Bas Beno Shal Eglon. She really wasn't actually the daughter of his son. There was more than two generations between Eglon and Rus, but it means she was one of his descendants. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mikap. From where do we know that Hashem doesn't even hold back for if a person speaks with a sicha noah, with euphemisms, when he speaks in Lashon Naki? The one beginning of Pesachim talks about the importance of speaking Lashon Naki. Mehocha, right? The ilu bechiru de karye moav, from the daughter called it moav, right? And we said over from the famous Maisa, it's not so famous, but the Maisa brought down in the posthumous volume of Igros Moshe about the daughters, that they were going to prevent a religion, Christianity, from starting. So that's why they said it's Moab, so you shouldn't believe that she got pregnant from deity. Omele Rachman le Moshe, from this, Al Tatzer les Moab, Val Tizgager bom Milchoma. Don't battle them, don't even start up with them. Right, milchama hu delo. Right now, on Yud Aleph, you can't have a milcham with them. Ha, but tsa'uri tsa'rinhu, you could. Ve'ilut tsa'ira, but the younger one, dekari ben ami, the child of my nation, without mentioning who the father was, a more refined way of speaking, amale al tetsurim ve'al tizkabam. Don't harass them, don't contend with them, klal, at all. Afilut tsa'uri lo, you can't even provoke them. So you see, because of this Lashon Naki that Hashem gave them a schar. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha, Le'olam Yaktim Odom Lidvar Mitzvah. A person should always be quick to do a mitzvah. Shebeschar Laila Achas Shekadma Bechira Letzira. Because the older daughter was the first one to be with her father before the younger daughter of Lot. Zochsa V'ukdom Toh. Arba Doros Lamalchus. So she got Malucha, kings coming from her, from Moab. David Melch came from her. When Naama came from, when it was by Shlomo, so it was a difference of four generations between them. It's interesting, the Marsha comments in the parallel Gemara is over in, I think, Bava Kamma. So Marsha says, it's interesting that you see, even though she didn't have the refined language, she still got the idea she was machdim to do the mitzvah. And the younger one, who used a more refined language, but she delayed. So it says, the Marsha explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds, gives schar for every aspect, but all aspects of the Maisa. It's not, even if it's not entirely good, even if it's not entirely bad, there's shades of black and white, and each and every prat is judged. That's pshat, the din v'cheshbon, the preciseness of it. The din is what we did, but there's a cheshbon to it as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for every single prat. Very important idea. There's a story brought down from the Gra that they had. It's given over by Mesora that Mrs. Vilna Gaon and her friend had a tradition that whoever went to the Olam HaEmes first would come back and tell the other one. So Bekitzer, Mrs. Vilna Gaon went to the Olam HaEmes first, and she came back and she told her friend, "You won't believe how precise they are with the din v'cheshbon in Shemayim. You and I were once doing trying to do a chesed for somebody, bikur cholim or whatever it was, and the person wasn't home, so we were walking away, and then we saw her, and we both shouted out to this woman, But I did something more. Not only did I shout out to her, I also raised my hand to try to get her attention. And for that act of raising my hand, as well as shouting out, I got a little bit more schar than you did because you just shouted, you didn't raise your hand as well. So ad kedei kach, how precise is the cheshbonos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, that ends the Agada section. Now we get back into the more halach lemaisa. Tan rabbona halavai shvi lemaisa the korbanos. Me am haaretz. The pasuk says it's me am haaretz from one of the common people. Prat lemashiach me am haaretz prat lenasi. So this comes to exclude both the Mashiach is the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi is the Melech. We've already excluded them. He brings a par Nasi the Dumba Seir, and then in the Nasi is going to bring a Seir. Shiyach Mashiach al Helam Dover im Shigas Maisa Mevi Par. You would have thought, right, that he's going to bring a par if he had a Shigas Maisi, right? So then why do you have to have this additional one? Al Shigas Maisa Lechudei Mevi Kispa Usaira. And if he just had, by itself, he would bring the kisba seira. Tam alom the chiddush is me'am ha'aretz prat l'mashiach me'am ha'aretz prat l'nasi. So it comes to tell us that they are exempt from all these. Teinach mashiach, granted, that makes sense in the case of the kohen el nasi b'shigas ma'isa hudamaisi. One second. If a melech did something b'shogeg, so he brings a korban. So in that case, what do I need the extra diuk over here of me'am ha'aretz, right? So what is it? So Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei D'Rofa, Hachu Ma'yaskinen, what are we talking about here? The different interesting case with the melech. G'on sh'ochle kezayas chelev kishu hedyud. He ate a kezayas of chelev, the fat, when he was a commoner before. Nis mona, he became the melech. V'achkach noibel, and then he became known that he did it. So Salkadai Dechamina, Naisi Kispa, Osiira, right? But you should think he should bring the Kispa of the Seira because at the Mice, he did it before he was the Melech, right? So therefore, Kamash Malan, no, it has to tell us that he brings a Seira because now he's the Melech. Okay, that works according to Rabbi Shimon, we saw yesterday, and then we're quoting earlier in the first parak, that he goes after what your status when time you came known about it. El Rabon da Ozli Basar Chato. But they go after the actual time you did the chait, Ma'ik Lememar. What can you say for that? So El Omer of Zvid, rather, it's like this. I'm sorry, Omer of Zvid Mishmeid Rava. It's like Hachel Ma'yaskinan, a different Ukimta. Kigon, the case is Shachel Chatzi Kazayas Chele Kishu Hedyot. He ate half a Kazayas when he was a Hedyot. The Nismana became a Melech. The Hishlimu V'achakach Noidolo. He finished the second half of his kezayis when he was a melech, and then he realized it. So in this case, salkadai techamina nitztarif and I say kispo seira. You would think that you would be your mitztarif the two halves to make a full kezayis, and then he has to bring now the kispa or the seira, right? So that's the chiddush. Kamash malan, no, that the melech is not like a head yet. The melech brings his own special, and that chatzi kezayis he had before he was a melech doesn't combine with the chatzi kezayis he had when he was a melech. On this Gemara, Rav Yashav says, you know, that he has to be eating kezayis, has to be kedei achilas pras. And there are many shitas. The most strict, quote, shortest amount of time, would say, is 2 minutes. And the longest amount of time is about 9 minutes. So this is a nafkamina for Shirim in terms of Yom Kippur, etc. Pesach as well. But, says Rav Yashav, you see, it must be one of the longer Shirim. Because in 2 minutes, he's going to eat, become king. Oh, okay, so the Achronim discuss how that might happen, you know, if his father died or something like that, and he became the king. But Al Koponim, Rav Yashav Zatzal says that you see that the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras must be one of the more longer time lengths. Boy, Minei Rav Amarev Nachman, Nesias Mao Shetafsik. Does this Nesias, the fact he became the Melech, is that a Hefsik or not? Does it break it up? Hechidami, Kigon Shochel Chatzi Kazayas, Chaylev Kishu Hedyot, eat half when he was a Hedyot, Nismana became the Melech, Va'over Vahishlimu, and then he finished it off. Hosam Hudulo Mitztarif. In that case, it's not going to be Mitztarif. Dachale, Palga Kishu Hedyot, Palga Kishu Nosi. Aval Hochav, in us case, to Edi Vahidi Kishu Hedyot, right? Achle, he ate them both when he was a Hedyot, Mitztarif, would they combine? Right? So, or Dilma, maybe not. Lo Shnal, there's no chilik between them. It doesn't, once you're appointed the melech, then your status changes and you don't. So, my, what's the halacha? Tif Shalemi Hada Amr Ula Amr Rav Yochanan. We'll answer it up from Ula Amr Yochanan. Achal Chalev Vehifrish Korban Vehemir Vechazerboy. So he ate Chalev and he separated a korban for that, and then he was hamir. He became a heretic. Then v'chazabo. Then he retracts. He goes back. No, now I'm firm again. Since the korban did, because the person who's a mumar cannot bring a korban, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So then it's off. No, nothing more to talk about. It was nidche. So hachilhashto. What kind of comparison is that? How are you going to think that, right? Mumar lav bar suil korban hu. A mumar can't bring a korban. Hi, but this case, our case, the Melech, Bar Sui Korban, who, he could bring it. It's a different type of Korban, but he could bring the Korban. So, boy, mine, Rebbe Zera Mirav Sheshis, Ochel Sofek Chelev Kishu Hedyun. He had a Sofek, whether it was Chelev, not sure. Nismana, he became the Melech. Vinoyda Lo Al Sveik Umah. Then he found out that it really, well, he knows the Lacha. So, Ma, what's the case in this? Salib the Rabban into Azubasar Chot Loti Boilach. According to the Rabban who follow the actual chait, it's not even a question, right? Because in their case, the Maisi Asim told me, of course you're going to do it. Elakiti Boilach, what's the Shaila Alib the Rabbi Shimon? The real question that you're asking now is within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, because he follows the time that you became aware of it, right? Mi de Ishtani Levadai, Ishtani Lesofik, right? When it changed from a Vadai into a Sofik, do we say that therefore it's like his chayev? Oh, Dilma, ki ishtani levadai, ishtani korban didei. Avalacha, delo ishtani korban didei, emilaisei asham tolui. Right? Since the melech would have to bring the seer instead of the kisba, right? Or the seira, right? So since his korban changes, so then, you know, maybe you say he should bring the asham tolui. Someone says, no, teku, it's unresolved. Right, there's no resolve. The Olam likes to say over the Teku stands for Tishbi Tarts Kushis Ubayus. Right, Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi is going to come. He's going to answer up all the Kushis Ubayus. But if you look closely, the Griz points out that really you only have the word Teku after, like we had here, Boy Minei Reb Zera Mirav Sheshis. It's after Yiboilu. It's a boy, but you never find the word Teku after Akasha. Akasha is Akasha. Doesn't mean he's going to be Mitaritz the Kashis. He's going to be Mitaritz the Boilers. Answer those up. So it's the way Rav Shechter said over that it's just come to be Mechazik ourselves in our Amuna in Mashiach Tzidkenu. But the word Teku is the word he uses here is a literal word. It means let it stand. This dilemma is unresolved. Okay. Tana Rabbonim, we learned in a Braise, may Amhar it's Prat Mishumad. So this comes to exclude a Mishumad when a Mishumad does an avera, so he doesn't bring a korban, even if he does tshuva afterwards, because we assume that his shogig was really on purpose. Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi, Oimer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Ashelo Teaseno Bishkoga V'Oshim. He shouldn't do these, and he's guilty. Hashab Idiaso may be korban shel shkog. So a person who would do tshuva if he found out that he was aware he isn't wrong, he brings the korban. Lo shab idias ena may be korban al shkog. So if he wouldn't do tshuva when he found out, like a mumar, so then he's not going to bring a korban even if he finds out about this. So the may ben ayhu, what's the nafkamina between the rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi, right? Where you learned it out from? So Amrav Hamanuna Mishuma Leechel Chelav or maybe Korban Al Hadam Ika Ben Ayu. So the Nafkamina when he's a Mishuma to eating Chelav, right? But what if he unwittingly he didn't know about it? But he ate, drank whatever dam. So Mar Sover the Chachamin Kaven the Mumar Leechel Chelav Ladam Nami Mishumadu. Right, since he's a mumar for that, he's also considered a mishumad for the dam. Umar Sav Shimon would say ledam miho shabi diosuhu. No, for the dam he would do tshuva for that. So therefore, he's not going to be considered a mishumad when it comes to the eating of the dam. Ha Rava Omar de Kuli Alma. Everybody agrees mishumad lechol chelev lo hab mishumad ledam. Right, everyone agrees that it's not interchangeable. The machloikis is where he had access to it, right? Nevela teyavon means he's eating it because he's hungry. He doesn't have any access to eating kosher, right? And then he got confused. He got mixed up. So Mar Sofer, the Rabbanu would hold Keva and Dilatiyav and Achle Bemezid Meshumanu. Since he's eating it because he's Latiyav and he's hungry, so he's called Meshuman. Mar Sofer, the Rishim would say no. Keva de Ilu Ashkach de Hetera, if he could find some kosher meat, food that's mutter from deed, Lo Achel, Disrael, Lav Meshumanu. He wouldn't eat what's awesome if he had something. He's only eating because there's something else available. In that case, he would not be, he would not have the halachic status of a Meshuman. Tan Rabbanan. A person who eats chelev is a mishuman. Ve'ezim mishuman. What is an example of that? Achel nevelos, treifos, shkotim, ramoshim, v'shosim, yayin nesach. He eats all these disgusting things and he has yayin nesach. So the Mefarshim ask, well, I understand the shkotim, ramoshim are disgusting, but what's so disgusting about yayin nesach? It's wine. It's wine. So it could be, some learn that, no, it, just because a Jew inherently is so repulsed by Avodah Zarah, so the fact that this was used in the Avodah Zarah would be enough. Others learn, no, that when you do the Nesachim, you pour it on the ground. So he's drinking wine that was on the ground. That's disgusting. So that would be an answer. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Haloi Vish Kilayim, even he wears Kilayim. Omer Mar Ochel Chelev Zel Meshumad, Ve'ezi Meshumad Ochel Nevelos, Maika Omer, right? So why after answering the question, does the Tana ask who he is and then gives a different answer, right? So it's like this. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hochi Karma. This is Pshat. Ochal Chelev L'Teyavon. If a person will eat Chelev because he's hungry, Harei Zem Meshumad. Lahachis, but if he's doing it because he's to anger Hashem, so Harei Zem Min. That's a heretic. Ezu Meshumad. Dibi Stamo Min. What's the heretic who we assume that he is a min? That's a person who would eat nevela or a treifa, shkotzim, ramoshim, shosi, aynesech, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer, af aloveish, kiloyim, right? Even if you would wear kiloyim. Samai binayhu, what's the nafkamina between the Rabbonim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Se'ika binayhu, kiloyim de Rabbonim. What if it's only prohibited on a rabbinic level? Samarsa of midraisa have mishuman. On deraisa level, he's a mishuman. Midrabonan lo have mishuman. Right, that's the shita of the that was the rabbonim. Amarsaver and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda would say kilayim came in demifar same isura. Since everybody knows about this, afilu rabbonan have mishuman. He would still be on a rabbinic. That's a chiddush that you could be over an isur to rabbonan and be what a mishuman on deraisa level, right? Rabbi Rosner once pointed out you have the opposite as well. You could have do something on a derabbanan level and get a kiyum, a mitzvah deraisa. Perhaps you said according to those who hold that halal is a deraisa. So when you say halal on a derabbanan like a Chanukah, so then that would be a kiyum derabbanan kiyum of a mitzvah deraisa. Okay, pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina chad omer l'teyavoin meshuman. One of them hold that if he's eating the teyavon, he's a meshuman. L'hachis, if he's eating it to anger Hashem, then he's a min. V'chad omer l'hachis, nami meshuman. No, both l'hachis and the teyavon, he's called considered to be a meshuman. Eila el what ezehu mins, then what is the definition of min? Kol ha'oyved avodah zarah. A person who worships avodah zarah. So I'm is going to ask on the first opinion. Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Ochel parosh, that's like a flea. Parosh echad, o yotush echad, like a mosquito. Hareze meshumad. Then that person's a meshumad. Ha hach lahachisu. Aren't don't you see he's doing this? Because no one has a taiva to eat. I'm so hungry. Quick, get a smorgasbord filled of fleas, filled of mosquitoes. No, nobody eats a flea or mosquito for that. So how could it be he's not doing lahachis? But call kroile meshumi, you say he's a meshumad. Now someone says, awesome, over there is talking about different case. To omer et oim tam to isura. He wants to eat something that's he wants it for the flavor. He is eating it because he wants to taste it, but dafka, it's not because of hunger. So therefore, he'd be a mishun. Right? Ezehu nasi. So we said this over, I think, yesterday as well. Zem melech, right? Tan rabbanan nasi yochel nasi shevet kinach shem ben aminadav. You think that nasi means like the leader of each shevet, right? Tam alom no, the chiddush is mikol mitzvos Hashem elokov. All the mitzvos that Hashem he did. Vilhan hu oimer leman yilma the yira es Hashem elokov. Malahon she'in hagaba vel Hashem elokov. Just like over there in Parsha Shoftim is talking about the Melech, right? So Afnasi here too, she'in algabav ela Hashem lokov. It only has Hashem over him. And then we said yesterday as well, that's the highest person We talked about the Ran, that's why the Tig Melech has a certain, has to keep a Sefer Torah with him to prevent the power from going to his head. Okay, as you can hear, my voice is a little weak, so we'll see how far we get it on the base. Boy mine Rebbe, Rebbe Chia. So Rebbe was asking his Talmud, Rebbe Chia, the following. Kegon ani mahu besoyer. Like me, I'm a Nasi. So would I bring a Soyer, meaning do I have a din like a Melech? So Amalei, Haritz Oros Chab Bovil. No, your rival is in Bovil. Reish Galusa. Right? So he's as great as you, so therefore you're not a king. A king has nobody above him. You do it, you're somebody at least equal. Esve Malchi Yisrael Malchi Beis David. So both the Malachim from Yehuda and from Yisrael, they all bring for themselves, right? So it means they would bring themselves. So that shows even if a king has a counterpart who's as strong as he is, he still brings what? The Seir. So Amrele, Hosam lo kaife ahadode. Over there, they're not subject to each other. Like each has self governance. But here in Eretz Yisrael, anan kafinan lahu ledidhu. We're meshubah to them, we're kafuf to them. So therefore, really, the Reish Galusa has more power than the Nasi. Rav Safra ma'isni hochi. Rav Safra learned a little differently. Boy mine Rebbe mirebi chia ki goin ani mahu besoyer. Yeah, what about me? So he says, we're bringing a Sawyer, Omer Le, Hossam Shevet, Hocha Mechokek. Right? It says a scepter, right? It's a shevet and the staff, Mechokek. Okay? So what's the discussion about? Vitanya Lo Yosser Shevet Mi Yehuda, Zer Rosh Goyle Shebet Bovel. When it says it's not going to leave, that's talking about the Reish Galusa. Sheroide Es Yisrael B'makil, because he reigns over with a rod, meaning he can make tikkunos. He can rule over them with a staff. Umechokek mi bein raglav, but the staff between his feet, right? In Parshas Vayichi, elu bnei vonav shel Hillel. These are the children of Hillel shemalandin Torah li Yisrael b'rabim. They're teaching Torah publicly, but they're really not. They don't have any government authority to do their will on others. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu haMashiach, right? Who is the Kohen Mashiach? Right, Hamashiach b'Shemen Hamishcha. He's the one who had the Shemen Hamishcha smeared on him. V'lo Meru Begod, not the one who wears the eight begodim of the Kohen Gadol. Ain being Kohen Hamashiach b'Shemen Hamishcha, the Meru Begodim El Par Habo Al Kol Mitzvos. So the chiluk is that they bring the par that comes when he's over on a mitzvah. The ain being Kohen Mishamish the Kohen Shavar El Par Yom Kippurim v'Asiris Ha'ifa. And the difference between the Kohen Gadol who was previously serving the Kohen, who temporarily was a fill-in, and the one who's doing it right now. So the only chilek between them is the bond on Yom Kippur and the Asir Se'efa that he brings daily, right? So those, meaning each one's only brought by the current Kohen Gadol, not the one Sha'avar, who was the formerly the Kohen Gadol. Zev zeh shavim b'avodes Yom Kippurim. They're equal and talks about their avod on Yom Kippur. Uvmitzuvim al habasula. They both cannot marry. Have to marry a basula. Vasurin al ha'amanda. But they're both also to marry an amana. Ve'ena metamim b'kroveim. They don't become tamim for one of their seven relatives. V'laparim v'laparim. And they don't let their hair grow long or tear their clothing. And this week's parsha Shmini, we saw that was what was told to the after Nadav and Avihu. Passed away. Umachzirin harotzech. And the death of either one of them would allow the rotzech to go free from the ir hanidachas. That's the mission. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Shemen hamishcha she'asa Moshe b'midbar. What Moshe prepared it, hayu sholkin bo es ha'ikorn. They would boil up the roots of these in these things. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Amev, halasuch es ha'ikorn ein esofik. There wasn't even enough of oil to smear it onto the roots of it. That wouldn't be enough. How did they get enough? Ella shorin es ha'ikorn b'mayim. They would put the roots into water. Right, and then once the roots are going to be waterlogged, they're not going to absorb it anymore. Umeitzif alav shemen, then they would put oil on top of that. That would absorb it. V'kolid es hareach v'kipcho. That would absorb it, and then they would take out the oil. And then from all that was from the water itself was what was remaining, and that's what they would use. Omer lo Rebbe Yehuda. One second. You mean was there only really one miracle done in the using it? We'll talk about the quantities. Halo techiloso shnai masa lugin. When it started, it was 12 lugin. When we measured from that amount, haya nimshach mishkan. They did the mishkan, the kelav, and all the kelim. Aaron, Uvonov, right? Did all these things? Kol shiva simei amiluim. This is for all 7 days. Vechulu kaim laosli lovo, and it's going to be for the future as well. Shemar shemin mishchas kodesh yihyeh ze will be li l'dorosechim in the future. Since its whole mahus is one of a nace, so you don't have to just bother you. The fact the way he prepared it also was done through a miracle. Tani idach, different brisa. Vayikach Moshe shemen hamishcha vayimshach es hamishkan v'es kol asher bo. Moshe took into the mishkan everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shemen hamishcha she'asa Moshe b'midbar. Kama nisim nasa bo v'techila v'yad soif. Techila soif v'lo haya ela shnayim osar lugin. Re'e kama yora bolas v'kama ikarin bolim v'kama hor shosorif. Uvo nimshach mishkan v'chila v'aron uvon of kol shivas yimei miluim uvo nimshach kohanim gedolim umulachim. Right, so you see that Moshe used all this that was absorbed, how it was by the roots, and how it was burned by the fire, and yet nevertheless there was so much oil to use for all these generations. Afilu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol toin mishicha. Even a kohen gadol, the son of a kohen gadol, needs to do the mishicha. Ve'ein moshchin melech ben melech. You don't do it for a melech. And we're going to discuss, we'll see if we get to it today, about all the kings that did have Mashiach. V'im tomer, mivnei ma, moshku es, Shlomo. So why was Shlomo, in fact, done in the very beginning of Malachim Aleph? Mivnei machlok, oh, shel, Adonio. Because Adonio was making a rebellion. He got to the runners, and they were running in front of him. Ve'es yo'ash mivnei asal Atalia, because of Atalia. They all had the Shem and Mishcha because there was contention for them. He was 2 years. That's going to last forever. That shows that there's 12, that amount of oil is going to still remain. Even though it's being used, it's never ending. Omer Mar, Afilu Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol Toin Mashiach Minolan. How do you know that? Dechsiv Hakohen Hamashiach Tachtav Mibonov. Right, the coin who will serve before him. Name Akrav Hakohen Mitachtav Mibonov. So it's said a little differently. There'll be from him one of his sons. My Hamashiach Sakamash Malan Mibonov the Kohen Gadol. He have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol. He love, lo have a Kohen Gadol. So it comes to teach with if he has the Mashiach, he is, but if he's not done it, he's not serving as the Kohen Gadol. Okay, maybe just a few more lines. Omer Mar. Ve'ein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech. We don't do Mashiach on the child, the Melech, the son of a king. Midon Omer Rav Acha, Omer Yaakov, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Dechsiv Leman Yarich Yamim Al Mamlachtoi. That is, kingship will last a long time. Yerusha hilachem. It's going to be inheritance. Minalan dechiika machloikis boy mashicha. Where, you know, there is a machloikis will require mashicha. Valav called the boy malka moris malchusa livnei. Right? And a king, whatever he wants, that he can give it over to his son, right? It's not that, I mean, like, it's not that way. He has to have it. Amr of Pap, Amr Kra, who of honor be care of me Yisrael? Bizman, Shalom be Yisrael, Karina be, who of honor? When there's peace, so it's him and his sons. I feel below Mashiach, even when there's no Mashiach, but if there is a Machlaikis, then you would have to have Mashiach. Tona, Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach el mipnei Machlaikis o Shal Yoram, because it was a Machlaikis of Yoram. But Tepuk Lei Mishum Derishon, who maybe you should learn out from the fact he was the first, he wasn't really the son of a king. Chasvei Mechzav Hachi Ketani, this is how you learn it. Malchi Beis David Meshuchin. If you come from Malchus Beis David, they do the Mashicha. Malchi Yisrael Ein Meshuchin. From the Melech from Yisrael, if there was the split, don't have the Mashicha. Minolan, how do you know? Omer Rav, Omer Kra, Kum Meshachehu, Kizeh. This is him, right? Zeh toin Mashiach, ve'in acher toin Mashiach. This one, David HaMelech, needs Mashiach, but the other Malachim do not. Okay, voice is a little weak right now, so we'll stop here in a minute, and we'll pick it up with here with tomorrow's daf.